From the WABE newsroom at 7:31, hours before it was to go into effect today, a federal judge in Hawaii blocked President Trump's revised executive order banning travel from some countries. The first order in late January caused chaos at airports around the world before it was also temporarily blocked by the courts. WABE's Ellie Yu spoke with one family from Syria who was caught up in that confusion.
In late January, Hassan, his wife, and his two young daughters were ready to start a new life across the globe in Atlanta. They had been living as refugees in Jordan for 4 years. They sold all their furniture. Hassan quit his job as an accountant. He didn't want us to use his real name because many of his family members are still in Syria. Then President Trump signed an executive order on January 27th, and their flight was canceled. Hassan says he bought back some of his furniture, but couldn't go back to work. Then a federal court halted the president's order. A week later, Hassan got a call early one morning. Their flight would leave later that afternoon. The family quickly got everything together, but then the flight was canceled again. He says the experience drained them emotionally, and the process was stressful. The third time the UN called about them flying to America, he wasn't convinced, but the family arrived in Atlanta on February 8th. In the living room of their new home in Atlanta, Hassan's three-year-old daughter is watching Sesame Street. He's happy he's made it in time, that his daughters are comfortable here and less anxious. Hassan says he hopes to learn English and get his first job soon. Ellie Yu, WABE News.